In most countries, helping someone commit suicide is against the law. But many terminally ill patients argue that it's their human right to die when they choose. Oregon voters endorsed this view in a 1994 referendum legalizing physician-assisted suicide. In Switzerland, assisted suicide is not legal, but it is widely tolerated. Emma Jane Kirby reports from Zurich on a group called Dignitas, which is offering the service to foreigners.
Okay, you want a cup of coffee? Or you prefer a juice?
Erica Lully is a former hospice nurse who specializes in caring for the terminally ill. In a small apartment in Zurich, she chats to Sigrid Casey, a 49-year-old German woman who's suffering from incurable bone cancer.
So, you like it middle or strong?
But Mrs. Casey hasn't come here today to be comforted and counseled. She's come because she knows that Erica Lully will help her to kill herself.
It's not easy to take your life. Definitely it's not the easy step today. But I know the next couple of days, or next week, or in 2 weeks, I'm going to lay in bed and I will not know what is going around me anymore very much. I wish I could do it at home, but it's you can't because of the law. I mean, I could take 100 sleeping pills, but how do I know that I'm not going to wake up and it didn't work? This is secure. This will work.
As in most countries of the world, assisted suicide is illegal in Germany, so Sigrid Casey has asked Dignitas to help her die. Dignitas is one of four groups in Switzerland which offer a service to help people end their lives, but it's the only group which helps foreigners to kill themselves. Erica Lully's job is to dissolve and prepare the lethal drug that patients will take. It's the same drug that vets use to put cats and dogs to sleep. But as she lifts the glass, Sigrid Casey is resolute.
I think there's a God. Something must be there, but who makes this universe? Or something is there, of course. But I think if God made me this sick, right, he will understand that I don't have to suffer anymore.
Just 20 minutes after she took the barbiturate, Sigrid Casey died.
Here we have the people where we have prepared an assisted suicide.
It was Ludwig Manelli, a lawyer and the director of Dignitas, who arranged Sigrid Casey's death. Over the past 4 years, he's helped more than 100 people, including Americans, to die in Switzerland. Each person has just one consultation with a doctor. Mr. Manelli says that's enough.
We have documents first, and we are in contact with this person by phone, by correspondence. There we have a reliable basis for this decision for the doctor also. The consultation is necessary in order to see whether this person has really her own will to end her life.
There's nothing concrete in the Swiss Penal Code which says helping someone to die is legal. But so long as police are satisfied that the help was offered altruistically and not for any profit, they won't prosecute. Dignitas is careful to offer only limited help to people who want to die. If their staff injected or even tipped the drug into a person's mouth, it would no longer be assisted suicide, but murder.
The last act is made by the person willing to die. So they must be able to do one of those acts, swallow or give the solution to the stomach directly, or to open the valve of a drip.
But groups like Dignitas are not without their critics. Professor Oswald Oltz from Triemli Hospital in Zurich is a writer on medical ethics issues. He believes groups like Dignitas should be shut down.
It's a very strange occurrence that someone wants to help to kill people. They count their efficiency by the body count. It's the ultimate execution of power over someone else. And I think that's psychopathology. And therefore, many of these people should have psychological or psychiatric help.
Professor Oltz believes firmly in alleviating pain and suffering, even when there's no hope of curing the patient.
I would not help anybody to die, but I would help anybody to have no complaints, no pains, nothing anymore. And of course, this includes stopping alimentation, and this includes eventually huge industrial doses of morphine. We know that we shorten life by these measures, but it's not our intention to kill the patient, it's our intention to have him die peacefully.
Dignitas won't help everyone who asks for assistance in committing suicide, but last year the group helped 4 people with psychological illnesses and chronic depression to kill themselves.
Well, that's getting close to criminal, and it unfortunately gets very close to the things that happened in Europe more than 50 years ago. I wouldn't like to comment on that any further.
But Dignitas has never fallen foul of the law. The Swiss government has recommended that assisted suicide be formally legalized and regulated, but this could take years as pro-life groups will force the issue to referendum. For NPR News, this is Emma-Jane Kirby in Zurich.